I think the Dvorak really is a very important part of the Marlborough story, because Mr. Serkin was born in what is now the Czech Republic, and he had a deep affection for Dvorak. And I know in the 60s, there wasn't that much Dvorak chamber music that was played, and he introduced us to a great deal of repertoire, the whole Marlborough community. He introduced us to a great deal of incredible repertoire. There's a sextet, a wonderful string quintet. Mm-hmm. There's a serenade for woodwinds, cello and double bass, beautiful vocal duets for soprano and tenor. I mean, there's a wealth of incredible music. So Dvorak has always been an important part of the music that's done at Marlborough. So
I remember in my first year as hearing the serenade, it's a large wind ensemble with cello and bass, as Frank just said. I heard it for the first time. I didn't know the piece existed, conducted by Marcel Maurice. And I was tremendously impressed, tremendously moved by that, never having heard it before. So it was quite an experience. And that's just one of many like that.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. You know, Dvorak, actually, there's a connection to the concerts you mentioned, the People's Symphony concerts, which I've managed for the last 44 years of its 116 years. Somebody, the Kalixthan, the Rado Robinson Trio, was playing for us some years ago, and during intermission, somebody from the audience came back and said to Joseph Kalixthan, "Did you know that before this high school was built, on this very location was the National Conservatory of Music, of which Dvorak was the director from 1895 to 1898.